The Wisconsin Policy Research Institute commissioned polling firm Harris Interactive for its annual survey of state issues. 67% of all respondents said they'd support an amendment to limit increases in state and local spending. 80% said it should be legal to import prescription drugs from Canada. Those issues have been heavily partisan at the state capitol, with Republicans generally favoring spending limits and Democrats backing prescription drug imports. Institute President Jim Miller says he doesn't think Wisconsin residents see things that way.
For the person who lives out here, I don't think they're viewing these things necessarily from a political or ideological view. I think they're viewing it from the point of view of, like, you know, how do I keep my money in my wallet or my purse?
Donald Ferry with the University of Wisconsin Survey Office says the poll on its face seems valid, but he says it hardly amounts to a referendum on the so-called Taxpayers' Bill of Rights. Ferry says it would need to go into more specifics, asking people what they think about potential cuts to government services.
In order really to consider an issue like this in detail, you have to get into its pros and cons, not simply the goal of limiting taxes, which is going to be broadly popular, but whether people perceive the consequences of it as being positive or negative, whether they are willing to make various trade-offs and the like. So it's essentially only giving a partial picture.
In addition to taxes and health care, respondents cited unemployment as one of the biggest problems facing the state. Also, for the first time since August of 2001, the Institute's polls showed a slim majority of residents think Wisconsin is moving in the right direction. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.